translation word by word, with a translation of Srila Prabhupada and a small purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Haridas kahi. Haridas replied, Prabhu, my dear Lord, Chintanakana Kariya, Chintanakariya, do not be in anxiety. Yavanera samsara, the material condition of the Yavanas. Deki, seeing, Dukana Baviha, do not be sorry. Translation. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety, do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. Please repeat after me. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. Purport. Those words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. Umagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya Chakshur Mlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitana Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padandikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate gire Yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamal Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paskara Desatarine. And finally, I offer my humble obeisances to the all the Vaishnavas present here and all those who are not present. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas cha kripa sindubhya eva cha pdita nam pavane bhyo vashnavi bhyo. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety, do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. This is very sweet pastime here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sending Damodar Pandit to Bengal, when he was in Orissa. Then he was free to do what he wanted, because Damodar Pandit was always checking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was safe, secured, and he would discipline him. He had that type of relationship. He would correct him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take correction from Damodar Pandit. As we all know, the pastime of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became acquainted with a beautiful boy who was the son of a beautiful woman, beautiful young girl. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see this boy every day. The boy was running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Damodar Pandit was always chasing him away. But the boy would sneak in into the room, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would talk to him for hours and hours. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord? And Damodar Pandit said, "My dear Lord, it's not good morally for people to see that a young sannyasi is getting too close to this beautiful boy who is the son of a beautiful girl. People get the wrong idea." So, of course, the Lord could understand the mind of Damodar Pandit, that he did not do that. He did not try to correct the Lord out of his impudence, but it was actually for the protection of the Lord, because he wanted to protect the Lord from the gossip of the people. Because a sannyasi is not supposed to be close to young children who are children, as it all says there in that purport, who are like the sons or daughter of a single mom. So Lord Chaitanya could understand that Damodar Pandit, he loves me very much. But still, he punished him by sending him away to Bengal. He said, "Go and correct my mother. Go and correct my Advaitacharya. They need your vigilance." Nobody liked Damodar Pandit around, because he was the most ethical devotee. He could actually keep on track Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what to speak of all others. It was like a Purusheya. He couldn't make any mistakes himself. And he was perfect in all his thinking, speaking, dealings, etiquette, moral code. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him away, and he felt more free. And that in that freedom, he went to bother Haridas Thakur and said, "My dear Haridas," he says here, "in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts." And then the Lord says, "How will these Yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way." Now, the the Acharya, they comment here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually appears to be puzzled. He doesn't know what to do, how to deliver the Yavanas, the fallen souls. So therefore, he asks his pure devotee, just like Krishna asks Arjuna, you declare that my devotee will never perish. I will not do that, because people, they may believe me, they may not believe me, but my pure devotee, he's always in the mood of giving credit to his pure devotee. So he's asking Haridas Thakur, he's accepting Haridas Thakur as a teacher, as a master. "You please tell me how to deliver these conditioned souls." How much credit he gave to Haridas Thakur how the Lord valued his opinion, because Haridas Thakur was, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see all the signs of Mahapurush in this beautiful, ordinary appearing, ordinary Muslim boy, that he came down without any opulence, without any knowledge, without any beauty, without any fame. As we all know, Haridas Thakur previously was Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma became, being the Prajapati, the greatest of all the Prajapati, where that's the thing, in the Bhagavatam is described that someone who is, even if he's a demigod, but if he's engaged morally and legally in sex life, there is a reaction. Either they're harassed by demons, Prabhupada says, that's the reaction the demigods they receive. Or if they are sophisticated, the head of all the demigods, like Lord Brahma, then they become proud. That's the reaction. So Lord Brahma, in his Brahma, Vimohan Lila, he became bewildered, he became proud. And the Acharya, they explained, you know, that this is the demigod in charge of the mode of passion. And occasionally, Prabhupada says, occasionally, sometimes, not regularly, they become bewildered by their own modes. Lord Brahma becomes overpowered by the mode of passion. And what is the mode of passion? It's from sex life. So Lord Brahma, being the greatest of the progenitors, Prajapatis, because he was the one creating the lines of the Prajapati, like Daksha, like the Manus, like all different Kasyapa Muni. These are all children of Lord Brahma, that they had to follow his order, because without them, we wouldn't be here. So that was also service to the Lord, to procreate the creation, the living entities, the 8,400,000 species of life. But of course it's by Leela and not by karma that Lord Brahma, he came down, and out of his own accord, spontaneously, he wanted to come down to purify for his pride, for challenging the Lord, for defying his power. This little boy cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He became completely bewildered, so he stole all the cow boys, the calves, and the little gopis. So, and as a result, he could understand that Krishna, he will multiply himself, and he expanded himself like if nothing happened. And Lord Brahma, he became defeated, and he begged for forgiveness. And in that remorse, because, you know, once we realize we make a mistake, we want to repent. This is the next stage. And then after repenting, you know, one wants to rectify the mistake. And after rectifying the mistake, one wants reconciliation with the Lord. So in order for him to rectify, because repentance is not enough, he said, okay, let me go down. In the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will go down without anything, no bodily beauty, no opulence, no fame, no name, no fame, not even knowledge. I mean, Haridas Thakur was not great philosophical, but he came down as the greatest brahmachari. From the greatest Prajapati, he came down as the greatest brahmachari. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could see that this boy was not an ordinary person. His prodigal son, he was facing, my first son is coming here, because Lord Brahma is the first progeny of Lord Vishnu. He's the oldest of all of us. And that's why he gains a lot of respect from all the other living entities. So, and Haridas Thakur became he came down just to engage in one thing, the holy name. He bathed into the holy name of Krishna. And that was the key, that was the answer that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to get from Haridas Thakur. How do we deliver these yavanas, the conditioned souls? And Haridas Thakur is reassuring the Lord, do not be in anxiety. We have the tools to deliver them, the holy name. So, very interesting that the Lord gave him so much love, so much credit. So this is you know, when the result, when you humble yourself. See, as a Lord Brahma, he praised himself. He became arrogant. And when you praise yourself, then you will be humbled. He became humbled by the Lord. One who praises himself is humbled, and one who humbles himself is praised. When he came as a Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya praised him. Not just Lord Chaitanya, but also all of us. It's in all the single page of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's everywhere, the glories of Haridas Thakur. This is the result when we humble ourselves. What is humility? Humility is actually a feeling, a sentiment to attract the mercy of the Lord. As soon as we think, I am knowledgeable, I am powerful, I am beautiful, just like a Damodar Pandit, when he reprimanded Lord Chaitanya, he said, you know, it's no good to associate closely to this beautiful boy, because the mother, she's a good devotee, but she has a natural fault. She's very beautiful. And the Acharya, they explains, you know, the five opulents, that they belong to Krishna, they're actually, we see them as blessings, and as a wealth, but actually they are natural faults. Someone is born beautiful, that person is doomed to suffer. Or maybe if your woman is beautiful, the husband will suffer. Because I asked my father, why did you divorce my mother? This is something personal from my life, but I like to share with all of you. Illustrates, you know, how my mother was a beautiful lady when she was young, and my father was too attached to her, was very, obsessed. And every time some people would talk to her, he would feel jealousy. And see, that's why it is said in the scriptures, A beautiful woman, it's an enemy for the husband. So the wealth, and same thing, the wealth, the power, all these things, you know, people, you are bound either to disturb your own consciousness because you become wrapped up and proud of your something that has been lended to you. It's not really, because all these opulence, they belong to Krishna. And in some degree or another, he gives them accordingly to each one of us. But they don't belong to us. So either we disturb ourselves by becoming proud about the opulence, or we disturb other living entities. People, they become envious. Even though you don't say anything bad to someone, just by being wealthy, the next door neighbor becomes jealous. Oh, he's got a house, much bigger house than mine. So you could see, these are a curse in one sense. Beauty, fame, opulence. Of course, renunciation is a good thing, but not many people, they want that, isn't it? If Krishna comes to you in a plate, you know, the beauty, what would you like? The fame, renunciation, the power, beauty, what would you like? People, I'm sure, you know, they will leave. They may take everything, but they leave on the plate the renunciation. Because what's the point of getting everything and then you have to give it up? So Haridas Thakur, he humbled himself by coming down, and it is said, you know, that he was, who was a Driti, the wife of Ramdas. She was instructed by Prabhupada when she painted the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada said, make Haridas Thakur very simple looking, because he chose take birth in, you know, with a simple commoner's body, you know, simple body, and in a Muslim family. Deliberately, he wanted to take birth into a, of course, on internet, I don't like to say such a thing, but it could be heard as a discrimination. But in the Shastra says that it's a kind of law birth. But he chose to take a birth in that caste. Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. So Haridas Thakur, he with his humility won the heart of the Lord, and he came to learn tolerance. He came to learn forgiveness. He came, you know, when he was beaten up by the so-called enemy, those who were trying to kill him, the Kazir was very envious of him. He sent the first prostitute, and then, you know, he was ambushed and beaten up, and in how many markets? 20-something. 21, I don't know if it's 21 or 11, I don't want to speculate. And he was beaten up again and again and again. So he didn't see those human beings as his own enemy. What is it? There's a saying in Italian. No one is my friend. No one is my enemy, but every man is my teacher. That was Haridas Thakur. Deep approach to calamities. Lord Nityananda, same thing. He didn't see Jagai Madai as enemies, but as an incentive, an impetus to become more tolerant, more forgiving. See, when someone does something wrong to you, usually we have the freedom to act either proactively or reactively. Usually the Prabhupada says, you know, the instinct, it's one of the four, you know, that we adopt. You know, we have sleeping, meeting, eating and defending. We try to, someone is attacking us, we defend ourselves. And defending, even when someone is saying some rude words to you, immediately, even if you don't want to say anything back, if your senior devotee is saying something which is not pleasant, you may mentally say, how dare you saying such a thing to, you know, the false ego, this is called the reactive approach. But a proactive approach, it's when a senior devotee, a mature person, when he's offended personally or being attacked, he thinks that he deserves it, and it's a way for him to advance spiritually. He sees it as a test. That's what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was thinking all the time. My enemies, you know, they help me in my spiritual life. And when one of them died, he said, you know, I'm missing him so much. Because a pure devotee likes the test, he likes the challenge, he likes Krishna himself. If it's something, usually the mechanism of defense, it makes you more weak, means you're trying to protect something which is fragile, and that's your false ego. But a man, he has nothing to protect. So therefore, he faces the problem. There you are, like Jesus, you slapped me on the right, so he gives the left cheek. So that's the way the Acharya, they teach us. So Haridas Thakur was in that mood, but he was not pretending. But not only that, when someone is actually surrendered to Krishna with a mature understanding, then the Lord, he takes over. That means he gives you the power, the strength to tolerate, the strength to forgive, and also he gives you the tolerance of the pain, so much so that the Lord, he feels the offense on his shoulder. Either is verbally or physically, that's why an offense to the Vaishnava, it is an offense to the Lord. The Lord will feel it. Especially when someone is completely surrendered. Just like Haridas Thakur, one day, he saw was seen by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Are you okay, Haridas?" And the Lord, he got up from the bed, and Haridas, he saw the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they saw that he had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had on his back all these slashes and whips. Where did he got that from? They were actually all the torture that Haridas Thakur, he received on his body, but the Lord, he took it upon himself. So this is the loving exchange between a pure devotee, someone who is very surrendered to Krishna. Krishna doesn't just love that person very much. Love is not enough. That's why he comes with the word. Shivram Maharaj wrote the old book, Naparyanam. The gopis are completely surrendered to Radha and Krishna. But Krishna, he doesn't know himself how to reciprocate. I cannot pay you. So what does he do, the Lord? Besides the love, he gives himself. Because there is nothing more precious to Krishna than his own self. And that's how he becomes a bhakti-vatsala. He becomes, not just, you don't just have my love, but you will have my service. The Lord becomes the servant of his devotee. That's what the surrender does. it's very rare commodity actually to remember, to even remember, not even trying to do it, but just to remember what is that brings me more close? How can I conquer Krishna? And it's actually this thinking. Even if you think today, let me just surrender 1 second to Krishna. Never mind, you know, my so-called long life, my span of life. Let me just surrender 1 second. And then you will feel you will see that you will feel something that you never felt before. Just like it does some magic. I cannot preach to you the way you will feel if you surrender to Krishna. It's something that you have to do it, and then you will experience it. I don't want to be puffed up, but I tried to surrender for 1 second or 2 seconds. Just like recently when I went to Mayapur, I left my wife in Vrindavan, and I felt free. I said, what will I do with my freedom now? Anyway, my wife is doing a worship, so hopefully she is not listening to the... But what will I do with my freedom? Because, you know, you can go to the dam to enjoy the sun, you know, coming from cold weather. You can go and enjoy, you know, the dam, you know, bathing the Ganga or holy places. You enjoy the color of India. There's, you know, the mind, it's always saying, oh, it's nice change now. So you can relax and enjoy. But actually, the enjoyment comes with surrender. I said to myself, I'm going to Mayapur, and then I'm coming back to Vrindavan afterwards. Let me do something I've never done before. Let me try to surrender to Lord Chaitanya for 9 days. But then I said, oh, it'll be difficult because I will get involved, you know, in politics. You know, devotees, they talk about things, you know, which are not, have nothing to do with the Dham, nothing to do with devotional life. And I really needed a break, you know, from my, I don't want to say from my service, but from my daily routine. Sometimes we do need a little break from the service, you know, just to be with the Lord. And it's interesting that, it was one of the acharyas. Sometimes, you know, we have to let it go of everything. The wife, the family, you have to forget about the balance, the bank balance you have, or the house, the children. If you just think about leaving behind everything and try to say, my dear Lord, I just want to be with you. Because this is the teachings of the spiritual master. He's teaching us day by day how to really enjoy spiritual life. And how to he's preparing us how to enjoy with Krishna in the future. So if you have that objective in mind, you know, why do we wait when we die? Let's try to do it now. Sometimes, you know, it's nice to be on our own with Krishna. You know, in the we can be with him, you know, through chanting. When you chant the japa, just that's the only 2 hours precious time that you have with the Lord. Nothing else, and nobody else. So if you surrender to that, even if it's for a few seconds, you will feel some kind of magic in your consciousness. I'm sure you have done it, so I'm just expressing my own realization that even though I've done it for a few seconds, but you do feel the protection of the Lord. You feel that the Lord will. When I went to Mayapur, everything was perfect. Just by thinking, you know, trying to surrender, you know, try to make an attempt to surrender to Krishna. And then afterwards, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, punya musika bhava, I can go back to my independence or whatever. But Krishna, he likes it very much. If you make plans, just about thinking, let me offer a few seconds of surrender. And he really likes it very much. Something is better than nothing, because it's the beginning of spiritual life. And everything was beautiful. I felt my old trip was really, I felt cuddled by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though I was distracted, time to time I was feeling, oh, where is my surrender gone now? I'm doing something else, or I'm thinking something else. But still, the Lord becomes so pleased. If you surrendering to Krishna, it's the ultimate perfection of the state of the soul, of the consciousness. You cannot be let down. You can surrender to the wrong marriage, or surrender to the wrong friend, surrender to the wrong guru. We have seen, you know, that the Acharya, they said, those are like fallible soldiers. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, it's described being too much attached to another human being. Or, you know, it's they could let you down. Even sometimes, the Acharya Dex Prabhupada says, he gives the example that surrendering to someone who is not capable of giving you shelter, it's like hanging on to the tail of a poppy in the ocean, and you're trying to save yourself. He will let you drown. And that's the guru that is not qualified, the friend that lets you down, the wife who lets you down, the husband who lets you down. There are so many, that's why there is a relationship. The relationship in this world, they are governed by faults. But when you surrender to Krishna, just like I was reading, I really like this pastime very much, about surrender. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. before the Lord received all his associates from Bengal, Shivananda Sena, he organized all the devotees. He was a very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very good on management, very good on taking care of devotees. And he took the responsibility of getting everybody, and he was very wealthy. He paid for everyone to go to Puri and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he got everyone ready, there was a little dog. A dog that he also wanted to come. And Shivananda Sena said, why not? Mahaprabhu's mercy is for everybody. So the dog was very happy, you know, chasing him everywhere. And because Shivananda Sena was very busy, this is actually this little story to illustrate that sometimes even a great devotee, they could, of course, it's a leela, it's actually an example how to be very careful, even when you become a guru, to never neglect anyone who has taken shelter in you and who has surrendered completely to you. If you neglect that person, even for a few seconds, it's an offense, very grave offense. So what happened that Shivananda Sena, he was very busy arranging the boats, right? He even paid a lot of money for the boatman. He wanted to take everyone but except the dog. So he paid a lot of money to have the dog crossing the river. So he was taking care of him nicely. But then he was caught up in his busy schedule to look after everyone, the accommodation, the prasad. And then he put the dog under the care of a group of devotees. Said, make sure he eats every day. He's taken shelter of us, so we have to look after him. So, but then, at some point, after a few days, the dog disappeared. And Shivananda Sena said to the group of the devotees, have you fed him? And they forgot to give him something to eat. And the dog, without complaining, without barking, nothing, he just left the association of those group. And then when they all reached Puri, lo and behold, they saw this dog sitting at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you read the pastime, it's very interesting because You know, if you, even if you're a great devotee, it doesn't give you shelter. What to do? Then you go to someone who is capable of giving you shelter. So he went to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, he didn't even acknowledge everyone coming. He was just busy. He split up the coconut. He drank the juice. He ate a little pulp from the coconut. And then he was feeding the dog with his own hands, giving this special mercy. And then he said to the dog, now you chant the name of Hari, Krishna, Ram. And the dog, he did it. He was chanting, Hari, Krishna, Ram. So all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Shivananda Sena, they became very astonished. And Shivananda Sena immediately realized the offense, the grave offense he made to the dog for neglecting him. And he offered, he went down, he offered the dandavats to the dog first, not even to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, please forgive me, forgive me. You have surrendered, you know, to the right person. So this is the point, you know, that even sometimes a great Vaishnav can let you down. But the Lord is a Purusheya, he can never let you down. And he delivered that dog. So what to speak about a human being or someone who's a demigod who surrendered to him? This is the what the surrender does. Krishna personally will take care of that person. So these are the stage of love. When someone surrendered to Krishna, just like Haridas Thakur did, the Lord becomes so sold out to that person. Because Krishna, he loves everyone already. Even those who are inimical towards him. This is the difference between even a Maha Bhagavat and Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just tell this last thing and then I finish. There is five stages of love that we may feel. Sorry, I hope it's not my wife trying to tell me off. That's Shruti. Sorry, Shruti, I'm still giving class. All right, I'll see you shortly. Haribo. We're supposed to have a little meeting after that. But what I was talking about, the five stages of love, the materialistic, demoniac person is higher than the impersonalist Mayavadi. Why? The Acharya, this is all from the Acharya, because they want to be loved, but they don't have any love. No, yes, they want to be loved, but they don't have any love. Whereas the Mayavadi or the impersonalist, it doesn't love, doesn't hate, nothing. So therefore, there is no signs of life, and Krishna is not interested in those type of living entities. Unless, you know, they adopt the mentality of a demon, a materialist, like Hiranyakashipu, to hate Krishna, then Krishna is interested. He likes it very much. Because at least you are treating him as a person. Isn't that? If someone comes to you, you know, you go to someone, you know, to talk to someone, and he's chanting, leave me alone, I'm chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he's completely ignoring you. So it's, you feel like hurt, you know, because that person doesn't want to talk to you. But if someone expresses anger towards you, then you like it, because at least, you know, something is coming out. He's addressing you as a person. And, you know, because hate and love, you know, they could be from the different sides of the same coin. At least, you know, he wants some attention. That's also a sign of love. Someone being angry towards you. So that's why materialist is, the enjoyer is better than the Mayavadi. And then higher than the materialist is the neophyte devotee, spiritualist, who likes, he wants to be loved, the materialist, he hates, but he doesn't love. But the spiritualist, the neophyte, he likes to be loved, but he doesn't love. That's a neophyte devotee. He wants attention. He wants to be treated like a baby. And so that's why the guru, he feeds him, you know. And then higher than that, you have a middle class devotee. He loves and he wants to be loved, which is good. You know, he makes friendship with all the devotees. And he shows compassion to the innocent, to the ignorant. So because he has some love for them. And he also wants to be loved. But then higher than that, like a top class devotee, he loves even if he's not loved. Isn't it? Prabhupada, he loved everyone. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma, Vijidatma Jidendriya, Sarva Buddhatma Buddhatma Kurvanapi Nalipite. One who controls his mind and the senses, the master of his mind and his senses, and is always acting in good consciousness, is very dear to everyone, and everyone is very dear to him. So Prabhupada loved everyone. But then higher than that is the position of God, that he loves even if he's hated. So this is the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gives mercy to those who hate him, just like Jagai Madai. What to speak if someone surrendered to him? Instead of then hate towards the Lord, you have this feeling of surrender, favorable feeling. How much the Lord will love you? We cannot understand the depth, how much Krishna, he loves us. We cannot. We may measure it, you know, by how much the son loves the father, or maybe the father, how much he loves the son. One time in that corner where Jayadev Prabhu is sitting, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I went to him and I begged for forgiveness for something. And he said, don't worry, sometimes the child kicks the father. But the father, you know, he doesn't take seriously. So try to understand that Krishna, and in the form of the spiritual master, he loves the disciples very much when he is surrendered. More than what you imagine, more than the degree that you love your own son, he told me. I was there in that corner. And I never forget that. He said, you have no idea how much Krishna loves us. So, on that note, you know, I'll stop here and ask if there is any questions or any comment or any...